The University of Toronto is voicing its support for bike lanes on Bloor Street as the province is poised to pass anti-bike lane legislation, known as Bill 212. In a letter to the city's Public Works and Infrastructure Committee, Andrew Thompson, Chief of Government Relations at U of T, said the bike lanes serve a crucial role for transportation for the university community. The University of Toronto is very fortunate to have its St. George campus situated in the urban setting of downtown Toronto, Thompson wrote. I firmly believe that this is a factor that contributes to one of our strengths as an institution, as our location is an attraction for the best and brightest students, faculty, and staff from around the world. In the letter, he iterated the crucial role cycling infrastructure serves for the St. George campus, adding that, cycling is a preferred method of transit for thousands who study, research, work or live at the University of Toronto. According to U of T's website, the St. George campus has a student population of 68,400 people. The addition of bike lanes on Bloor has enhanced the cycling network that services the campus, Thompson said. While Thompson noted there have been challenges for how the bike lanes function in front of the Woodsworth College residence, which is located on Bloor near St. George Street, he said he is confident the university and the city can find solutions. At the University of Toronto, we understand that the bike lanes are about more than just the immediate tangible impacts for our institution. We understand that the bike lanes are part of a broader conversation about understanding how we as residents move around the city. There is no doubt that we need to build a sustainable transportation system, particularly as Toronto continues to urbanize and the downtown core increases in population density in the coming years. This sustainable system does not occur by accident or happenstance. Conscious decisions have to be made in order to support the infrastructure that creates a system that works for motorists, cyclists, pedestrians, transit users, and local businesses. Toronto City Council. Diane Sachs, Ward 11, thanked U of T for making your voice heard. Ford's plan to remove bike lanes costs money that is sorely needed elsewhere in our city and makes our communities less healthy and less safe, Sachs said in a social media post. Ahead of the final reading of Bill 212, which the province has dubbed the Reducing Gridlock, Saving You Time Act, the pro-bike lanes group Bike TO says it will gather at 5 p.m. at Bloor Street and Spadina Avenue on Thursday to deliver two ghost bikes to Queen's Park as the provincial government confirms its intention to rip out our safe infrastructure. We ride for those who have been and will be lost, the group said in a social media post. We ride at 5:30 to Queen's Park. Hashtag Bike TO All Out.